Our Tosfos introduces a concept that there are cases in which there's no Yibam v'chalitza because of a new rule, the rule of Derechei HaDarchei Noyam, which excludes certain cases from Yibam v'chalitza. And our job today is two parts. First, to understand which cases are excluded, and then to understand why. What does Derechei HaDarchei Noyam mean? Before we can discuss the why of it, we should discuss the what of it. Which cases does Derechei HaDarchei Noyam pattern? So we know two cases for sure. One in this Tosfos and one in the Gemara in Pesach Amud Beis. What's the case here in Tosfos of Derechei HaDarchei Noyam? Achos Ishtei. Achos Ishtei is a case where two brothers marry two sisters. And first, a brother died. And in the Filo Tiyibum, doesn't happen because it's a relative, it's his wife's sister. So at the time the brother died, she became an almana, there was no lefilo le'ibum. Later, the sister died, and when the sister died, according to the rules, it should now be a lefilo le'ibum. Zok Tosfos, that's not Derechei HaDarchei Noyam. If initially there was a ptur, if when her husband died, she was potter from Yibum, it's not Darchei Noyam later to be mechayev her in Yibum. And that's Tosfos Lashon. Shuv loy tizakek liyibum kima sheniftara shah achas mishum Derechei HaDarchei Noyam. If for 1 hour there's no Yibum, so later on Yibum can't come along. That's incorrect because of Darchei Noyam. What's so terrible about the Yibum coming later? So what everyone said yesterday was you're making her wait. An open-ended wait, not like a nida, which is a short wait. An open-ended wait. So that's not Darchei Noyam. I guess you could learn Tosfos that way. That the waiting, that's not Darchei Noyam. She doesn't know. She isn't here. She is. She is. She's not. That's case of Tosfos. That's not what Tosfos says. That's Rashi on Pesach. Why? Which husband is she going to get divorced? She didn't get married. So there's no divorce, right? All right. So that's one case of Darchei Noyam. Just the case of Tosfos. The second case of Darchei Noyam, which also is, it's a Dava Pashit, the Gemara on Pesach Amud Beis, is that a man dies, he leaves an almana, but they have a child. At the time the man died, he left a son in the world. There's no Yibum. The woman is free to marry anybody except the Kohen Gadol, but she's free to marry anybody she wants because she has a child. If later, Meis HaBen, later the child is going to dies. Now, Zera Ein Lai. Now, unfortunately, the man who died left no offspring. I would think later the Chi of Yibam v'Chalitza should start. Kamash Malan, Derechei HaDarchei Noyam, it doesn't start later. So two easy cases. Our case, the sister, that case where the son dies. At the time she became an almana, there was no chiyuv. Later, it doesn't kick in. Rashi and Tosfos have a disagreement over what is wrong. What's the chesaron of Darchei Noyam? Tosfos, I already told you, holds that if v'shoa achas, you have a ptur, it's not Darchei Noyam to suddenly throw a chiyuv on the person later. Rashi on Pesach Amud Beis doesn't hold that way. Rashi says that the chesaron of Darchei Noyam is that she'll get married, because there's no chiyuv yibum. She'll get married, and once she gets married, now something will happen. She'll have a chiyuv yibum. She's already married. to someone else. And now there's going to be a chiv yibum v'chalitza. And not going to do yibum. She's an eshes ish. So they'll do chalitza. It's not darkei noyam for a married woman to do chalitza. Rashi says it's tiskana al baila. It makes her disgusting to her husband. Why it makes her disgusting to her husband is I'm not sure, but Rashi tells us it is that way. So Rashi says darkei noyam is chsarin when she marries. If she's going to go out now and get married, it's not darkei noyam for her to now have to do a chalitza. That's what Rashi says. The difference between Tosfos and Rashi is that Tosfos is talking that's not darkei noyam just to wait. It's nothing to do with getting married. It's not darkei noyam if first she's potter and then she becomes chayiv. That's chsarin and darkei noyam. To go from potter to chayiv, that's chsarin and darkei noyam. Rashi learns the chsarin of darkei noyam is that she'll get married l'shuk and then need chalitza. That's chsarin and darkei noyam. So that appears to be the two pshatim in the Rechad darkei noyam. Either like Rashi, if she'll get married l'shuk, or Tosfos if she does. What happens if the child died after the husband? What? But he knows the guy. So what happens if she doesn't have an opportunity to get married? Like Rashi, what would be if she doesn't have an opportunity? Is Rashi arguing with Tosfos? And Rashi is going to hold that if she doesn't get married, she doesn't have a chance to get married, it's different. Are you going to say that? So I can't say that. Why? Because there's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, which we've already mentioned, that Yavama Yava Yaleha, Kol Yavama She'ein Ani Kareba B'Shas Nefila Yava Yaleha Hari Yukei Shesach She'esh Laban. That we have, besides Darkei Noyam, we have Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov, that of the first second B'Shas Nefila, there is no din yibum. It can't come later. So, in a way, this makes everything confusing because we have two reasons for the same thing. Why, if the minute her husband dies, she became an almana, there's no yibum, why can't it come later? Like Tosfos, there are two correct answers. Either because the rechad darkei noyam, once there's no yibum, there's no anything. Or because of this gezeres hakasav yivama yava yaleha. Now, obviously, we're going to have to answer that. Which reason is true? Darkei noyam yivama yava yaleha. Come to that. But like Tosfos, it seems there are two different reasons why, if the minute she becomes an amana, she can't do yibum, that it can't come later. Because darkei noyam, and because of this gezeres hakasav of daflan. Like Rashi, it's much more geshmak. Like Rashi, darkei noyam applies where she remarried. She went out and got married. It's not darkei noyam to make her do chalitza. I still need a pasuk if she didn't get married. What was the situation where for some reason she couldn't get married? So in that case, I need the pasuk. That's just the way it seems to flow out. There's no real machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in any case yet. Machlokes is in the reasons. Where does darkei noyam apply and where doesn't it apply? Rashi, darkei noyam is only she gets married. Tosfos says even if she didn't get married. That's the difference. But I don't think it doesn't appear that there's any case that'll be a machlokes because the Gemara and Daf Lamed has this drasha, Yavami Yavaleh. So everything right now is very smooth. Like Rashi and Tosfos, the case of darkei noyam, but no real nafka. There's a third case. The case of Eishes Achiv Shalei Hoya Ba'ilamai. What's that case? A woman's husband dies. He has no brothers. No brothers. But her mother-in-law either is pregnant, expecting a child, or later has a child. There's a child on the way, a brother on the way. So you all know, you all learned the Mishnah, there's no din of Yibum. Why not? What would you say? Why is there no Yibum on Eishes Sachem Shalaihoya Ba'ilamai? What? Because Gemara says, on Yuzayin Amid Beis, Omakra ki yeshu achim yachtav. You need that they were brothers that lived together. If one brother died before the other was brother was born, they never met each other. So there's no that's a shisaf shalaya by lamai. There's no din of evil. Why am I mentioning this? Tosfos asked the kasha, what do you need the pasuk yeshu achim yachtav? Why do you pass Yeshua Achim Yachtav? It's Drachei Darchei Nayam. We just said Drachei Darchei Nayam is what? That the minute she becomes an almana, or the Yad Anisht, either she's Chayev and Yibum, she's not Chayev and Yibum. You can't make her Potah from Yibum and later on Chayev and Yibum. That's what we just learned, Drachei Darchei Nayam. So we had two cases of Drachei Darchei Nayam. Now we have a third case. What's the case? A man dies, his wife has no brothers-in-law. Later, the mother-in-law gives birth, now she has a brother-in-law. Is there a din yibum? Because once you had a ptur the first minute, so you can't get a chiyuv later. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos Yudayin Amud Beis asks, in this third case, the case of Eishesach Shalai Be'elamai, why do I need a pasuk? Typically, that it's not Derechad Achinayim to make a person late. And it comes out we have three cases where when she becomes an almana, she can have to wait. The case of Tosfos, the case of Pezayin, and now the case of Eishesach Shalai Be'elamai. So Tosfos on Yudayin Amud Beis asks Akasha that typically because of Derecha Adachinai. The Rashba on Yudayin Amud Beis says the Teretz. The Rashba says the Teretz. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says that Rashba depends on the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So let's learn the Rashba. The Rashba says, you're right. In the case I told you, where a man dies, he has zero brothers, and the question is, does she have to wait for another brother to be born? That's not the Rechad Darchin. I am, you're right, I don't need a pasuk for that. But I do need a pasuk in a case where there's a third brother. What's that case? A man dies. She does fall to Yibum because there's a living brother. And there's another brother who's born later. So there was one brother, and now there's another brother who's born later. I would think the brother who's born later could also be Yibum a Chalitza. Nochsar and Darkei Nayam. She had to wait anyway. So Nochsar and Darkei Nayam. So I would think you have to wait. I would think that you're allowed to do Yibum to the Eishes Sachem Shalaya by Lamei, to the child who's born later. So Kamash Malan, you need a pasuk. Her first husband died, she fell to Yibum. There's a living brother. Let's say the living brother is lazy, he doesn't want to do Yibum. He doesn't want to do Yibum, he waits 20 years, nothing happens. Now this baby is already over Bar Mitzvah. So now I think let this baby do Yibum Mechalitza. What? A regular case of Eishesach Be'elamai with his no brothers, son of Darkei Nayam, because it's not right to make her wait for a child that's not around, for a brother-in-law that's not around. With another brother, she has to wait anyway, because she's waiting for this other brother to finally do something. So here, she's not waiting because of the Eishesach Shalai Be'elamai, she's waiting anyway because there is a brother. So since there is a brother, so there's no there's no chesaron of darkei nayim. But she has to wait for the brother. What? There's one brother that was alive at the time he came in Almana. There's another brother who was born many months later. Yeah. So she has to wait for the first brother, right? No, one brother was around when the brother died. That's right. That's the Rashi. That's why you need the pasuk Yeshu Achim Yachdav. That's why Durchei Darchei Naim is not good enough. Which part? The Darchei Naim part? Why can't he do Yivam? Why can't? Well, who says he has to be around? That's why you need the pasuk. The pasuk Yeshu Achim Yachdav is the pasuk we need, right? Because of Yeshu Achim Yachdav, that's taka how I know. But there would have been no pasuk Yeshu Achim Yachdav. I would have said the brother that's born later could do it too. That's good for what the pasuk is coming from. For Yibum, Ma'achakach Noilad. I mean, the Gemara brings the pasuk there too. So maybe it's not a chiddush for that pasuk. Let's say there is a brother. So can I ask you, what do you think the din is? If a husband dies, and the brother's a creep, he doesn't want to do yibum, does she have to wait? Yes. Why is the dake nayim? Every aguna. The husband doesn't want to give again. Why is the dake nayim? Good question. Which Rav Ruben will answer that. But there are a lot of parts of the Torah that don't seem to be dake nayim. So, anyway, the Rashba says that teretz. Rabbi Kivager says that Tosfos didn't say that teretz because Tosfos holds that darkei nayim means, doesn't mean waiting. Not like people are touching Tosfos. It doesn't have anything to do with waiting. If at the first minute there's no zika, there's no chiyuv yibum, it can't come later. That's not darkei nayim. If the first minute there's no zika, it can't come later. That's the svara of darkei nayim. It's only Rashi. Rashi said the svara of darkei nayim is she'll get married to someone, and once she gets married to someone, it'll be now she'll need yibum chalitza. That's the svara of darkei nayim. See, like Rashi, it's a case where she's allowed to get married. And the Rashi was right. If there's another brother, she's not allowed to get married anyway. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. According to Rashi, darkei nayim is only where she could marry someone else. The Meilat Zemis, that there's another brother, it's not a chesaron in darkei nayim. Masha'enkei, which is the Rashba's teretz, that if there's another brother, it's not a chesaron in darkei nayim. She can't marry anybody else anyway. Masha'enkei Tosfos, Tosfos Shita is that the first minute of Shoha Achas, there's no Zika, there's no Yibum, you can't throw it on him later, no matter what. And that's why Tosfos asked the kasha. So we have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Yudzayin Amid Beis is a nafkamina between them. Again, it's not a nafkamina lahalacha. It's nafkamina in drashas of psukim. It's a nafkamina in how to dash in the psukim and how to understand Drachel Darchim. So this is the what of Derecha Darchei Nayim. We have two cases where it applies. The case of Tosfos, the Reishis Achos Ishtai. The case of Pezayin Amid Beis, when the child dies later. And then we have the case of Reishis Achos Bei Lamai, which we have in the Machlokes Tosfos in the Rashba. Three cases. Now, I'd like to explain not the what of darkei nayim, but the pshat in darkei nayim, because darkei nayim is a major problem. As I said yesterday, and as was pointed out a minute ago, there are a lot of dinim in the Torah that don't appear to be darkei nayim. Is it darkei nayim that if a woman's husband is in a coma for 30 years, she can't get married? That darkei nayim. A person could argue that it's not darkei nayim. Or a mamzer. A mamzer is born, it's not his fault he's a mamzer. So his parents did aveiros. So now he's stuck his whole life, he has to be a mamzer. Tachin? That darkei nayim? So really, if you really want to go crazy, you could take darkei nayim and make Torah, do whatever you like. What if you're very, very hungry? You can't eat something treif? Maybe it's only if you're not hungry. If you're hungry, why should a person be hungry? No? We all know, the Gemara says, that Torah was nitna liyas oil al tavarim. It's just lablahenis nitnu liyas oil al tavarim. The Torah obligates us to do things that we don't want to do. The Torah is a mechayiv. Torah is not just that pleasure. The family in the shul, the husband and the sons became frum. They lived right near the shul, and the husband and the children became frum, and the mother, at the time she spoke to me, was still not Shomer Shabbos. So she came to talk to me about, you know, Hagnas Nefesh. She said, I got married, we're conservative. We went to the conservative shul in Avi Les, and now everybody turned on me. She complained. So I told her, start with one thing. I said, start with what? I told her, Shabbos. Why, all Bali Tshuva like Shabbos, right? I said, start with Shabbos. So she tells me, Shabbos is the worst. I can't go to the library. Why can't I go to the library on Shabbos? Why don't I turn my library books? I can't answer the phone on Shabbos. I was astounded, you know. Shabbos is the worst. Well, she's come a long way since then. But it's Darkei Dayan, you can't return your library books. That's a complaint. So I'd like to explain Darkei Nayam to you. It's the site of Reb Ruvein. And I see Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Arisim in Vav says the same thing. But I'd like to explain it in a language that I think you'll understand, maybe to illustrate it a little more than the language of Reb Ruvein. And hopefully I won't confuse it more. Hopefully I'll make it clearer. Let's talk about a lulav rather than a bunch of relatives that always seem to get complicated. Right, there's a Gemara Darkei Nayam here and the Gemara Darkei Nayam in Sukkah Daf Lamed Beis. So one of the cases in Sukkah Lamed Beis is, I mentioned to yesterday, except I misspoke yesterday, it's talking about a hadas. Nafei Tzava is a hadas. So Gemara says, how do you know it's a hadas? A Nafei Tzava just means it's a branch of a tree that the leaves are intertwined. The Gemara says, Ve'ema, what's the word, hindif?
Yeah.
What? Hindif, I think it is. Ve'ema hindif. Maybe it's a hindif. I don't know what a hindif is. But the Gemara says, hindif is a branch that has leaves that are intertwined. It also has thorns. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema hindif. So the Gemara says, Drecha d'acheinayim. So Rashi says, what's Darkei Nayam? Imagine you have to take a branch with thorns on it. Very uncomfortable. And grab onto a branch that has thorns on it. It's not Darkei Nayam. So therefore, it can't mean that. So it must mean Hadassim. That's what the Gemara says. Now, if you learn the Gemara Pashit, Gemara is saying it's impossible that the Torah meant you should take a branch that has thorns on it. It's not possible, so it must be something else. So Reuven says that that pshat in the Gemara is not pshat. The rule of Derechei HaDarchei Nayam is a rule in how to darshan psukim. It's not a rule that your life has to be fun all the time. It's not true. There are plenty of hard situations in life. Derechei HaDarchei Nayam says a klal in how to darshan psukim. When we darshan psukim and we have two equal choices, we choose the drasha which is more nayam than the drasha which is less nayam. If you have two choices, you darshan that which is better and not that which is more difficult. That's Derechei HaDarchei Nayam. Let's say I would ask you, why don't we take a hindif for hadassim? What's the answer? If you're going to tell me, because Derechei HaDarchei Nayam, you're wrong. That's not the reason we don't take a hindif. The reason we don't take a hindif is because the Torah says to take a hadas. Torah says hadas, don't say hindif. If you'll ask me, how do I know what the Torah meant? So I'll answer you, you know how I know? Because I darshan the Torah with the rule of derechai d'achinayim. But at the end of the day, derechai d'achinayim is not the reason you don't take a hindif. Let's say I was to tell you that you're going to Eretz Yisrael, I'll give you a package of money, and I tell you at the airport, somebody will meet you, you give him the money. You tell me, how am I going to know who he is? So I make up a simon. I tell you, he's going to be wearing a yellow hat. You see a guy with a yellow hat, then give him the money. So you start clearing. A strange thing. It makes sense. Just because a guy wears a yellow hat, he should get money? It makes sense. Just because a guy puts on a yellow hat, he should get money? That must be crazy. No? It makes sense? No? What's the answer? What's the lumdish answer? The answer is there's a simin and there's a siva. If I tell you, give money to him because he's my brother, that could be a siva. I love my brother, give him money. If I tell you, give it to him because he's wearing the yellow hat, it's not a siva, it's not the reason I want you to give him the money. It's a simin. I want to give him the money for other reasons. I'll make up a simin with you, how you can know who he is. So, I'll tell him to put on a yellow hat and then you'll recognize him, you give him the money. You understand the difference between a simin and a siba? A siba means it's a reason to do it. A simin, just a simin, it's just a sign. There would be a clock in front of the room, and somebody tells somebody, when is shiur finally going to be over? So I'll tell you, when the big handle gets to the 9, then shiur is over. The guy's bored. So he'll secretly push the handle to the 9, say, now she is over. She is not over because the handle goes to the 9. Right? Shear is over because it's a simon of when shear is over. It's not because, that doesn't make any sense, because a piece of plastic hits a 9, you have to leave shear. It's a simon, not a siba. Understand? What Reb Ruvain is telling us is a gainus. Derechai HaDarchei Noyam is not a siba, is not a reason that you don't do a mitzvah. It's not true. It's a mistake. It's learning a Gemara Balabatish. Why don't you take a hindif? Because you get your hand scratched up and nobody wants to get their hand scratched up. Really? Nobody wants to get their hand scratched up? I don't know. When I build a sukkah, I get my hand scratched up. I know how to do it. It would be better. Or maybe everyone in my class came and did it for me, it would be easier. But I got my hand scratched up, so I don't have to go to sukkah. It's not true. Derechai HaDarchei Noyam, listen to the godless of Reb Ruvain. Reb Ruvain is saying, Derechai HaDarchei Noyam is not a reason to be potter from any mitzvah in the world. Never. There's no mitzvah in the world that you're potter from. Not hindif, not achis ishtai, is not because of Derechai HaDarchei Noyam. It's not a reason to be potter. The Torah is mechayiv you plenty of things that are hard. Derechai HaDarchei Noyam is a simin. The Torah says, Anafei Tzava is, how do I know which one the Torah means? Derechai HaDarchei Noyam is a simin to know the kavana of the Torah. The kavana of the pasuk in Chumash, which one does it mean? When you have a pasuk that can be taught two ways, you teach that pasuk according to the rules of Derechai HaDarchei Noyam. So it's a simin as to what the Torah means. But the p'tur is not because it's hard. The p'tur is because the Torah told you take hadassim. Maybe the Torah meant take the other one? No. I have a Kabbalah that a geder in darshan psukim is to know what the Torah meant is not a yellow hat, but thorns in a piece of wood. it's a simin as to what the kavana of the Torah was. So that you can't ask the Rechad Achinayim, is it Yaisha, she should be an aguna? The Torah says she's an aguna, so she's an aguna. It's sad. You have to try to help her. But there's no question that's what the Torah meant. It's only when you have two ways to darshan a pasuk that there's a rule that the Rechad Dachinayim tells you how to teach the pasuk. Am I clear about the teach Rechad Dachinayim? Now we'll get confused. We'll apply it in the Yavamis. But the rule itself, it's such a geshmaka understanding of the Rechad Dachinayim. And that's why you don't find the Rechad Dachinayim all over Shas. You find it in the Masechta Sukkah twice, and the Masechta Yavamis once in the Gemara, once in Tosfos, maybe three times or four times in Tosfos. But it's not all over the place because it's not a rule in all the mitzvahs. It's a rule in drashas. I hope this nekuda you should all understand, because the nekuda you're all capable of understanding the rule. Applying it can get confusing. The rule is so noyim, it's so such a geshmak understanding of the Rechad Achinayim, it's so oiv al adas. So it's a bonus, it answers a bunch of kashas. So we'll talk about the kashas it answers. But pshat-wise, it's Nikarim Devrei Emes, that's the pshat in the Rechad Achinayim. It's a geder in explaining Drashas HaKra. In our language, the Rechad Achinayim is not a siba, it's a simon. It's not a reason that you don't take a thorn bush. It's a simon of what the Torah meant. So someone asks you, why do you take a hadas and not a hindif? The answer is because the Torah says you take a hadas. How do you know the Torah meant it? We have ways of drawing dashes. We have a million ways of dashing. What? There's no exclusive list. Mishnah 13 ways to ingestion, Mishnah 24 ways, Mishnah 36 ways. It doesn't have to be, none of them are exhaustive. There are many rules of dashing. You can't, but the Gemara can. The Ruvin's explained the Gemara, and it's the only way to explain it. And let me tell you the most important kasha that's answered. The most important kasha, it's not only a kasha, it's answered, so hechra. In Tais's case, Achais Yishtai, again, what's the case? Two brothers married two sisters, and one brother died. So I'm going to ask you a question. Why is there no Yibam? A brother died, there's no Yibam, it's a relative. If now the sister dies, why is there no Yibam? L'chaira, you could answer me two possible answers. Either you could answer the Rechad Achinayim. I can't tell you you're wrong, Taisa says so. Or, what happens if you learn Daf Yomi? You didn't learn Taisus. I may learn Daf Yomi, and he remembers Yavamis Gemara Rashi. You ask him why, by a Chais Ishtai, where the husband died first and the sister died second, why is there no Yibam? So he would answer you, it's a Gemara. Call Yavamis, ain't any Kara Bishas Nefila, Yavah Yaleh, how are you okay? Anybody who doesn't fall to Yibam the first minute, pasuk, we darshan the pasuk, yavama yave aleha, that if the first minute there's no yibum, then yibum can't come later. Seems right. So who's right? L'chayor, we have two reasons. I have a kashan taisus. What's the reason that if there's no yibum the first minute, yibum can't start later? Taisus says kusadake nayam, and the Gemara says because of pasuk yavama yave aleha. Stira. Dr. Baruch Ber. It's not a steer. Derechel Adarche Noyam reveals to us how to darshim sukkim. That's what Derechel Adarche Noyam is. Tosfos is saying, how do I know how to darshim the pasuk Yavam Yavei Aleha? How do I know how to darshim it? I use the rule of Derechel Adarche Noyam, and that teaches me how to darshim Yavam Yavei Aleha. My nafkamina. Nafkamina is Taisus says for Anida, as Taisus finishes up. Nafkamina will be Anida. But the two reasons are not competition to each other. Derechei Hadarchei Noyam is always something that explains a pasuk. Derechei Hadarchei Noyam tells me it's a simin of what the pasuk meant. What did it mean, Yavama Yavi Aleha? I know it meant Yavama Yavi Aleha that the first minute there has to be able to be a yibum, because otherwise it's not Darchei Noyam. So I know the dash of the pasuk this way. So the vart of Derechei Hadarchei Noyam is not a reason that stands by itself. You can never tell me a certain mitzvah is done a certain way because of Darkei Noyam. Derechei Hadarchei Noyam tells me how to darshan a pasuk. It's not.
I have one specific case where, in this case, it's not a concern of Darkei Noyam. Why is that an exception? If Darkei Noyam is telling me that darshan a pasuk in Mishnah Sol Shachas, why didn't I say that? Why? How can I say that? Since Nid is not a concern of Darkei Noyam, so therefore I could darshan. I don't have to darshan a pasuk this way. Then Darkei Noyam tells me this way is darshan a pasuk. That's telling me.
So you're asking that what? That it should come out, that Nida should be excluded. Okay, you're asking good. And I'll explain to you. In the Oyel Torah, when he brings the Rebbe Baruch Ber, the Rebbe Akiva Sinai Baruch Ber, the Rebbe Reuven, he has this kasha and he's masber. Now, that'll be masber the way he's masber it. Okay? But what makes our drasha better than something that's. You want to exclude less cases or more cases?
Less cases.
Into less cases. So I suppose the Rechel Darchei Noyam tells me to exclude more cases. Tells us to exclude the cases that are not Darchei Noyam. To make a general exemption. We're making a wider exemption than we might make. So if the exemption is wider, it includes all the Darchei Noyam cases. Yes, sir. Which drasha is more Darkei Noyam? Which drasha is more Nimus? Well, the smaller drasha always makes more sense because that's why it's smaller. It's the narrow one is always the first one that comes to mind. That's very good because you know I didn't need Darkei Noyam to say the smaller thing. The smaller thing I always, whenever I have a drasha, I always dash in less rather than more. I need a reason to include more cases. Darkei Noyam is my reason. So Nachamon, Derechei Hadarchei Noyam tells us how to darshan the pasuk Yavama Yavi Aleha. Not a kasha. You have two different reasons. It's all one thing. Derechei Hadarchei Noyam comes to tell us it's a simin how to darshan the pasuk Yavama Yavi Aleha. It includes all the cases. Now, the question is, what about Anida?
Rashi also will agree to that?
Rashi, he says that Rashi will agree to it as well. He says clearly that Rashi will agree to it as well. It's a question of it's Mukhruch, because Rashi doesn't have to discuss in Ashvelai Rashi, because you have two different cases. So we have to find a Hechra from other cases in Rashi. You're right. He says it both. He says it fair. So silent Rashi side. The pasuk of Yavama Yavei Aleha comes to tell me if the first minute there's no Yibum, there's never any Yibum. We're saying now in Taisvis that we know how to darshan it because of Derechei Hadarchei Noyam. That's what comes out. What about Anida? What about Anida? Now, before I came with this whole shtickle Torah, you have any problem with Taisvis? Derechei Hadarchei Noyam is a reason. If it's a Siba, it makes sense by a regular person. It doesn't make sense by Anida. By Anida, you just wait a week. You wait 2 weeks until she clears up. She has Anida. She goes to the mikveh and everything is good. So the question now is, with this Rebbe Reuven, what are we going to do in the case of Anida This is a step weiter. I don't want to confuse everyone, but again, we have two ways to learn. The way that you would learn Poshit, and the way Reb Ruvain says is right. Poshit you would learn, Durachar Dachinayim is a reason. That's why you learn Taisus Poshit. It's a reason. So then, Taisus makes sense. It's a reason to pater a sister-in-law, it's not a reason to pater Nida. Nida, you just wait a week, you wait, whatever it is. But now that was saying to Simin that the Pasuk says, if you pater the first minute, you pater forever. So now we have a problem. Let me ask you a second kasha, which I believe the Karban Nisanel asks, if I recall correctly. Karban Nisanel asks that there are some nidais that never clear up. He calls it Isha Shemukokelas Bevesta, the first Karban Nisanel. He says, what about a nida who's an Isha Shemukokelas Bevesta? Veinoi Medis Latair. She has some medical condition, whatever it might be, and a nida to become tar has to stop bleeding, has to have clear days, and she's mekukelas mevesta. She has messed up for whatever reason, and she doesn't nida has to have 7 days to become tar. So she bleeds again every seventh day. Every seventh day she has a cycle. She bleeds again, so she can never go to the mikveh. So pray to Karban Nisanel. What should come out from Taisus? Such a woman, so she should be pater from Yibam. It's not true. Neither does have a pater. That's a Karban Nisanel's kasha. The answer to the kasha is that from Yavama Yavai Aleha, we are memayit people for whom there's no Zika. Zika means there's no obligations of Yibam, there's no parsha of Yibam. In cases of Yavama Yavei Aleha, like in our case, your sister-in-law, a wife's sister, Bishas Misa, there's no Zika, there's no parsha of Yibam. When there's no Zika initially, there's no Zika forever. By Anida, the Nida initially has Zika. Because Kedushin HaTayfis by Anida. Someone marries Anida, Kedushin HaTayfis. Nida does not exempt anybody from the Parsha of Yibam. Because it's Shayach to be kind of Anida. Memela, it's Shayach of Parsha of Zika. Memela, the Nida is excluded from the Pasuk of Yavama Yavei Aleha. Because the Zika to Yavama, logically. Now, if a Nida would be a person about whom we would say, Derechad Archi Noyam, it's a concern in the Imus to say such a rule, so then I would dash in the Pasuk differently. Say, dash in the Pasuk based on Derechad Archi Noyam. Our Taisus is saying that since a normal Nida is not concern in Derechad Archi Noyam, Memela, that's how I understand the Drashas Hakra of Yavama Yavei Aleha. You may have a case that's an exception to this. But when darshaning the Pasuk, we're not saying Drachad Achinayam is itself a Ptur. We're darshaning the Pasuk. We darshan Yavama Yavei Aleha for cases where there can't be, where initially there's no Zika, there's no Chalais of Kiddushin. Memela, it's a Ptur forever. And that, in turn, excludes Nida. This is the way the Ayel Torah, this is how he's masber this piece of Taisus. It bothers me a little that it doesn't fit smoothly into the Lashon of Taisus. But to me, Rav Arafer, again, Rav Ruvain, Rav Ruvain Svara is so gishmak, it's so glad. I'm willing to be matchik a little in explaining the Nida part of it. In order to stand with this rule of Rav Ruvain Rav Ochanan. So what you have to do now in understanding the Drachad Achinayim, you have to go downstairs and understand three steps. Number one, just the Svara of Rav Ruvain, the Svara itself, before it answers any kashas. The idea that Rav Ruvain is saying And I'm telling you that it's mukhruch for other reasons that he doesn't bring. I tell you it's mukhruch because he could ask. Every aguna, every mamzer is not erecha d'achinah. It's mukhruch to understand this one. You have to understand achinayim. The second step is you have to understand how that plugs in to Darkei Nayam fitting together with the pasuk that Darkei Nayam and Yavama Yavei Aleha go to hand in hand. It explains the case. And then number three, to figure out that part of Nidav Taisvis, this third Nakuda, which you have to understand. So this is the avoid of understanding Darkei Nayam. We mentioned three cases of Derecha D'Achinayim: the case of Taisvis, the case of Pei Zayin, and then the case of Eishadach Shalai HaEbadam. The Rajba asks, and Baruch Ber, and again, Reb Ruvain brings this in the third paragraph in the photostats, the part that some of the guys were learning. I told you, skip it in the meantime. He brings a case from Daf Mem Aleph, I believe. The case of Hutra, Vinesra, Vahutra. Why do you want to die in a way? Why do you want to die in a way? Why does he ask from Yavama? Why does he ask from Yavama Yavala? Why does he ask from Darcha Dachinayim? So, the Kiva Eger, the Baruch Beis Simin Ches brings an explanation from Shem Rabbi Kiva Eger of that. I'll tell you briefly because I don't want to make it more confusing than it is. He says that Yavama Yavi Alau itself, I would understand that if there's a p'tur the first minute, it's a p'tur forever. But he says Yoshalay Bailamai, it's not that there's a p'tur, that there's no chiyuv, there's no brother. So I would think that's not included in the Drasha Sakra. Taisis asks, it's not Derecha D'Achinayim. Memela I should include it in the Drasha of the Pasuk. But if not for Derecha D'Achinayim, I would say that's not the Pasuk. Pasuk is coming for cases where there is a brother-in-law and there's a Ptur. There's no brother-in-law. It's Lohar B'Lami, it comes later. I wouldn't dash the Pasuk that way. Because I have D'Achinayim, Taisis asks, I should include it in the Pasuk. Okay, that's the way in the Baruch Ber, in Simen Ches, Oisbeis, that's what he explains. Shem Rabbi Kivei. Okay, at any rate, there's a case of Hutra, the Nesra of a Hutra. Hutra, Nesra of a Hutra, a man married a woman, he has an unmarried brother, the woman dies, it's all to Yidin. Hutra. First minute is Hutra. Then this brother went, and instead of doing Yibum, he married the sister of this potential Yavama. He married her, Kiddushin Eschal, he married her. So now it's Nesra. Now he can't do Yibum. When his brother died, it was Hutra. He could have done Yibum, he was single. Now he married the Yavama's sister, now it's Nesra. Then, guess what? His wife dies, so it's Hutra again. Hutra, the Nesra of a Hutra. So the Shaila is, by Hutra, Vinesra of a Hutra, whether you fall to Yibum. The Pashtus of the Gemara is that you fall to Yibum. It's Hutra, Vinesra of a Hutra, there's a fee of Yibum v'chalitza. So the Rashba is that it's not Achinayim. It's not Achinayim. Now she has to wait. It was Hutra, then it was Nesra, now she's got to wait. It's not Achinayim. That's the Rajba's kasha. Rajba says the teretz. The Rumi says the teretz says shtum with the Rambam. So the kasha is still a kasha. Shtum is like the Rajba, shtum with the Rambam. So Rav Ruvain answers the rule we're saying today. The chesaron of Darkei Nayam is never a p'tor. There's no such thing. It's true. If it's Hutra v'Nesra, it's not Darkei Nayam for it to have to wait. You're right. The Torah says you have to wait anyway. Darkei Nayam only told us how to darshan Yavama Yavei Aleha. Yavama Yavei Aleha is a drasha that at the minute of Yibum it has to be possible Yavei Aleha. At the first minute it has to be possible. So that excludes the cases we mentioned earlier. It doesn't exclude Hutra Vinesra Vahutra. There, Yavama Yavai allowed. At the beginning, he was allowed to marry her. It was Hutra in the beginning. He was allowed to marry her. So therefore, it's not included in the Niyud of the Pasuk. If it's not included in the Pasuk, what was Rav Baruch Bez's rule? Derechei Darchei Noyam doesn't exclude, it's not a Ptur. You can't ask me, Hutra Vinesra, it's not fair for it to have to wait, it's not Darchei Noyam. It's Taka not Darchei Noyam. Darchei Noyam is not a Ptur. When you're asking me, how should I darshan a Pasuk, I'll tell you darshan with Darchei Noyam. But here, there is no Pasuk. The Pasuk Yavama Yavaleh only excludes cases where Yavama Yavaleh, when she falls to Yibam, you can do Bia. You have to be able to do Bia. When it's Hutra Vinesra Vahutra, that's not excluded. And since it doesn't fit into the Pasuk, there's no Ptur of Darkei Nayim. So in a nutshell, what you learned here today is that Darkei Nayim is not a Ptur. You can come up with cases, it's not Darkei Nayim, it's not a Ptur. Hutra Nesu Hutra, it's not a Ptur. Darkei Nayim is a simon. It's a way of knowing how to darshan Sukkot. It's a way of knowing how to darshan a Pasuk. How do I darshan it? I use Derechei Darchei Noyam. I use this siman. If the drasha has a yellow hat, I darshan it. So take out yellow hat and put in Darchei Noyam. If the drasha has a Darchei Noyam, then I darshan it. It tells me how to darshan. So this is the aside. I hope you work on it to appreciate it properly. I was hoping to finish the Mishnah before Rosh Hashanah. It's not going to happen, but I would like to get to Taisus on the Amud Beis, the top Taisus. So please be prepared. Thank you.